Holmes & Hops is proudly supported by Platt Insurance, your local independent insurance agency offering auto, home, life, business, and farm insurance. They also have a team of specialists that help you with insuring your brewery or winery. Platt Insurance, helping you protect your tomorrow. For more information or a quote, please call them at 330-856-6244 or visit them on the web at plattinsurance.com. Hello, everyone. Lisa Resnick here at the Holmes & Hops podcast studio. And today I have two phenomenal guests. I have Nicole Ice of Sundog Cellars.
Hello.
Thank you. I was craving some cider, so I was like, hey, can you hook me up? And she definitely has, and we'll talk about that. And we also have Andrew DiPaolo, WFMJ.
Hey!
Really, we have him here just to like drill him on what we are going to expect at later fall, winter months.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Let's go
there's
almanac.
Let's go.
Get on
I'm
it.
A farmer, and I have an almanac.
Well, there you go. That's all you need. Who needed that degree in meteorology from OU?
Without journalism.
I know, right? I'm totally questioning everyone who's graduated from OU now from the years,
2009 to 2014.
There you go. So I just wanted, and I do, I have my list of questions because I wanted to make sure I hit on everything.
So prepared.
I know, I'm trying to be because I do. I have a tendency to divert and stray like I just have the past couple of minutes. But so sitting here with Nicole and Andrew, and I have to ask you, Nicole, are you guys the first locally developer or creator of ciders in our area?
Yeah, we are.
That's pretty kick ass.
Yeah, I mean, I think Luvabella does like a cider, but as far as like dedicated cider houses, like we're the only one between Pittsburgh and Cleveland now, really. And those are owned by the same people. It's Arsenal.
So if you, because you know how I'm, and this is not one of my questions, but I have to ask. So you know how you brew beer or your brewer or a vintner with the wine, and which you're also a vintner as well because you do make wine as well.
Correct.
What would be the term for cider?
Ciderer?
Ciderer.
A cedar?
A ciderette?
A ciderette. I mean, I don't know. That's a really good question considering that cider is such a newer thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's still considered, since it's fruit juice, it's like that's why we're allowed to make it because it falls under our winery, our wine manufacturing permit.
Yep.
So like we're still considered vintners with it. But as far as cider houses go and cideries, I mean.
There you go.
Yeah.
And you brought three of Sundog Cellars ciders.
I did.
And we're sipping on a delicious one now, ginger and pear, right?
Yeah, it's called Chop Suey.
Chop Suey.
Ooh. Chop Suey.
How'd the name come up?
I named it something first, and I wrote it on our tap list board, and I hated the way it looked. And then I drank two glasses of it and was a little bit inebriated, and I was like, it's like Chop Suey. And then so we changed it to Chop Suey because it was ginger pear.
So someone who makes cider is a brewer.
Oh, no way.
A brewer is the...
Is that the technical term?
That is the technical term. You are a brewer.
You are a brewer now.
See, but I feel like that's so not accurate because like, I feel like... Because I watch...
It's Google. Google told me.
Well, clearly Google is absolutely 100% correct.
Maybe what we're seeing is a void here that needs to be filled.
I think you're right.
And we could create... The name of a ciderer.
I think so.
We can call it a Nicole.
An
ice.
An ice. They're an icer. Maybe the listeners of this podcast could maybe come up with a name and submit it for what a ciderer should be called. But no, I think that's like, I watch, you know, Birdfish all the time brewing beer. And I'm not saying that it's not hard to make cider, but I mean, we do have to ferment it. It takes us, you know, a month and all of that. But I feel like the boys at Birdfish and Hannah at Modern Methods and stuff, like they are like honed into that craft, mm-hmm. and they have to be there and attentive. And I just, not that cider is not hard, but I feel like I'm doing them a disservice by being like, I'm a brewer, yo. Like, I don't think that that's accurate.
When we did snow days last year, it was a double batch up at their small system on Main Street, and it was an 8-hour day.
So that was my other question on the list was, and we'll jump to that. Did Andrew actually, I guess, brew would be the term snow days with you?
He did with
Birdfish.
With Birdfish.
So snow days was Birdfish.
Oh, wait.
Apollo 13
is with us.
Uh-huh.
And the answer
just gets around.
He does. He does. I was like, you know what?
I also have a cocktail with Homestead.
That's true.
You know, I just
gotta get this cocktail.
Columbia and a trifecta.
Yes. Yeah. And if you do all three, you like black out. So it's like really fun. But he did make it with us. So he was a brewer at Birdfish and a whatever Homes and Hops audience names it with us.
Yeah. Yes.
He actually, this is when we were still on South Main Street in downtown Columbiana. Andrew came and I was like, what are your favorite fruits? And we made it right there.
Yeah. Because I was thinking of, it was summer and I was thinking of summertime fruits, flavors or whatever. And I was like, peach and mango. I just came off a morning shift. I was like, I don't know, peach and mango. Let's throw it together. Let's see what happens. It's delicious.
It's
very refreshing. Yeah. And that's the thing with ciders is like they are very refreshing. And,
yeah.
And what's interesting is because I do think a lot of people think of ciders and think of fall. But really, I mean, it's every season.
Mm-hmm.
And it is because I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I do think that you have a lot of creativity when it comes to ciders and the various combinations that you can put together.
Definitely. I mean, every single fruit that there is, we can throw into the cider. Like, not even fruit, just like vegetables and just weird stuff. I mean, we can put, like today, we made a grapefruit lemon cider.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I can't wait until it's carbonated and on tap because I'm like, yes.
Well, so how long does it take for the cider to ferment?
So it takes about 30 days.
Okay.
We get it as raw apple cider. We get it locally in Columbiana.
Okay.
So it's all local. I feel like a mouth breather. Thank you, COVID and masks. Like between sinuses and breathing hard, I'm like, right now.
What's the pollen count today, Andrew?
Yeah, what's the breathing like?
It's going to get high. It's going to start getting high. Oh. And so everything's just going to get thrown into a loop once.
Oh, wow.
Because I already cough and sneeze already.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. I sneeze like 100 times in the morning.
I do too.
Oh, yeah.
I feel so guilty every time I do
I know.
It's like I'm going to be like I'm wearing the scarlet letter every time. You're like, ooh, she sneezed.
Yeah. You know people are thinking that.
Oh, no, for sure. I mean, I'm being like really, really, really like ethnocentric here with COVID people because I'm one of those people that's like, oh my God, I'm going to sneeze. What the hell am I going to do? Where can I go? Yes. Do I sneeze in my mask and just have it blow back in my face? What do I do?
And the worst is like getting the mask off before you sneeze.
Yes. But then I like, so I sneeze in public and people look at me and I'm like, screw you, man. What do you want me to do?
Yeah.
And then someone else sneezes. And I'm like, oh, how dare you? And I like, I do the same shit. Like I do the exact same shit. Like I feel like such a jerk. Like, what have you done?
That's awesome.
But I do the same thing.
That is awesome. So which cider we're drinking, the ginger and the pear, the
chop suey.
Chop suey right now.
Yep. Ginger pear.
What? So this is the other thing about cider that everyone should be very aware of.
Very.
Very.
I know you're going with this.
Yeah, you know where I'm going with it because I love cider so much. But, I mean, I am probably going to be buzzed pretty hardcore by the end of this podcast.
Well, I thought it'd be really fun since cider is so alcoholic that we could do a drinking game for the listeners.
Oh,
and
a drinking game.
We could just see like the progression of Andrew, Lisa, and I getting more and more intoxicated throughout this.
That'll be fun. And I've been up since 3 a.m.
So he was drunk before he even came in there.
He's like, girl, that was 5 o'clock. Beer's at 1.
I know, right? I always wondered that, like on the Today Show. Like, are all those people like wasted by like 3 p.m.?
Yeah, go on, Andrew. Please tell us.
Okay, so it's a science. Like, you've got, if I'm doing a shift like that, which I have been all week, I am trying to come home and at least take a nap of some sort. I've been real busy all week. So if I don't take a nap, I've got to watch what beer I drink. Really, I can't drink hoppy beers at all. Like,
Welcome to my world.
Yeah, like tomorrow I have a golf outing out at Mill Creek Park, AGGA golf outing. Great little event they do. Yeah. And so I'll try and get a nap before that, but obviously it's 18 holes and I'm done with that. And then we go do stuff afterwards. And it's, you know, it's like I try to get a 5 hour energy, you know, and I take like a couple sips of that and it like, you know, at least keeps me up for a little bit. I was just telling Amanda, I think I have like a 5 hour energy developing an addiction to it where like my body thinks like it's tired until I have. It's a 5 hour energy.
It's the sugar in it.
I think that's actually a disclaimer on the side, bro.
Yeah,
that's not good. It's not good. So, but you have to be really careful on like what you're like. If I have like super hoppy beers or just hoppy beers in general, like it's downhill. It's gonna be like a quick night.
So here's my little plug here for people, and you can drink this and not drink alcohol. It's called Liquid IV.
Oh, yeah. I've seen it. I've not used it yet, though.
So I have it, and it's delicious, and that will help you out with just your energy levels.
It's the little powders, right, that you dump into, like...
water.
Yeah.
And you shake it up, and it has, like, a smorgasbord of your vitamins. And the B, especially, because B12 is what gives you a lot of your energy.
Yeah.
Okay. And that will, in a healthier way...
Then... See, but the good then, see, then I don't down five, a whole.
Then your 5 hour energy.
I don't down a whole thing because it's like the ad says it has as much caffeine as the leading cup of coffee. If you read it, it's like 4 to 6 cups of coffee.
Yes.
And the extra strength is like 6 to 8 cups of coffee in that little bottle. So you've got to. I'm sure the people at 5 hour energy are going to be furious with this podcast. Just calling Holmes and Hops up.
First of all, if they're listening, that's awesome enough, and I appreciate.
Hello, guys. do you have an Apple? You have an Apple iWatch, right?
Yeah, it's not on my...
Yeah, but, like, do you ever, like, watch your heart rate after, like, you down one of those suckers?
No, but that's... should now.
Really, this is an intervention.
Yeah, we're glad that you came here today. We both love you.
Holmes and Hops special. An intervention.
Amanda and your dog are standing right behind you outside. We've invited them here.
We have something important to talk about. All right, so what are the other ciders that you brought today?
I brought Salted Rim, which is a watermelon margarita, and it's really good. Not only is it already 7.8% alcohol, if you put it over ice and you put a shot of vodka or a shot of tequila in it, it's really good.
Oh, that does sound good. Now, that would be even more alcohol. I don't even know what tequila the content is.
Well, it depends if you have good tequila or shitty tequila, and I just spilled everywhere.
That's all right.
Everyone take a drink. I spilled.
All right. Well, there's a tequila that I'm not a big tequila guy. Amanda likes tequila a lot, but there's a brand that my buddy turned me on to, and it's I'm not going to pronounce it. I'll spell it. It's Souza.
Oh, Souza.
Yeah.
I was down in Austin, Texas last November. That's really and good. They had this huge blowout next to the hotel that we rented out. Mm-hmm. And it was at the Volcom store. And like, it was incredible. And they were just giving away free tequila.
Yeah, I like that with a little bit of like tonic water and a lime.
Yeah.
It's really good.
It's really good tequila. I
lived in DC. They only gave away free Mars candy bars. They would like your test runs. You're welcome to everyone that likes what they're enjoying now when they go get their chocolate bar. But
oh my god, that's funny.
Yeah. Of course, we would go out there and stack, like, get as many as we could to throw in our desk drawers. That's horrible.
Sinners. I know. Yeah, this is the watermelon margarita.
It's delicious.
It's one of my favorite ones. Definitely on a hot day.
And then finally, your last one
is waterberry. It's watermelon and strawberry.
Also very good combinations.
Yeah, and we actually make it with a real fruit juice concentrate. Like, it's concentrated strawberries and concentrated watermelons. So it's not like fake news.
We were talking about that a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, we were.
Yeah.
So is DiPaolo coming back? Or is DiPaolo like a staple?
Oh, no.
It's a staple.
Yeah, so it's permanently served at homestead kitchens mm-hmm. and cocktails.
Okay.
Like permanently. It's permanently. Wow. It's on I have a the residency menu. There. it's his name is on the menu. Mm-hmm.
When are you going to move to Columbiana?
I don't know. I'm close on, I mean, right now, then Amanda's over in Canfield, and I won't disclose her address on this podcast, but
<That's a good laughs>
we're
idea.
Like 15 minutes, I mean, either way. So I don't, maybe it'd be easier.
Homes are selling fast in Columbiana, man.
They are selling super fast. Mm-hmm. And rates are really good right now.
Yeah. Have you heard of Corona?
There has definitely been some positives.
Can we talk about the other collaboration between us or no?
Yeah. Yeah, we
sort
can.
Sort of? Okay. I'll let you take the lead on that. Lisa, you can leave. We're gonna take the podcast.
Andrew and I have been talking about doing another collaboration together. And when we did the DePaulo 13, mm-hmm. Andrew was being very conscientious about carbohydrates and things like that.
That's right. That's mm-hmm. when he was training for his half marathon.
Yeah.
Correct. So he was like, how about we do a seltzer? And I was like, oh, I don't know how to do it yet. Like, I really want to do it, though. I want to learn how to do it.
Okay.
So fast forward. That was at least a year ago.
That was at least a year ago, yeah.
Yeah. And seltzer is one of those weird products that kind of has like a bunch of gray around it. There's no specific law saying that only breweries can do it, and there's no specific See? Everyone drink.
I know, right? We're on our second glass.
Specific law saying that only wineries can make it. So our friends at Numbers in Lisbon, mm-hmm. they have finally figured out how to do it. I tried to do it like this all natural, organic, like I tried too hard. And they were like, dude, it's water. Like, this is what you got to do. Mm-hmm. So we are actually going to be doing a seltzer together called...
DePaulo 11.
Oh, my God. What's the flavor going to be? Is that allowed to be disclosed?
I don't think we know that entirely yet.
We don't know that entirely yet. I was joking around that it should have and contain, like, space candy of some sort. Like yes. the, you know?
Or the ice cream flavors. You know, the little dots? Oh. I mean, wasn't Dots basically what was
dehydrated like a astronaut?
It was for the astronauts.
It's actually a good idea.
And then,
good idea, Lisa.
No one better take this. Yeah.
So, I mean, honestly, yeah. and the most popular is the cotton candy of it, right? Isn't that the most popular flavor of the?
I don't know.
Or the mint. I know my husband likes the mint a lot. I like the cotton candy. Hence the reason why I said that. But
she's like, clearly the cotton candy is the most favorite.
You know, I don't. Yeah, I mean, you could do so much. You could do so many different flavors. I mean, you could do a peach and mango one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could.
You
do,
just keep going with that peach and mango, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah. I mean, you could do. I mean, you
it's
could do something.
Shtick.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. You
Every
could do
time
something
Andrew
sweet.
Comes over, now we're gonna make sure peach we have a platter
of just peaches and mangoes.
Did you check out my freshly cut mangoes?
Let's do a pawpaw one. Oh, let's do a pawpaw one.
Ooh,
oh, let's do a pawpaw
good.
One.
That would be really good.
When I went to OU, and well, it happens all the time, but when I was down there, obviously pawpaws are really popular in that area, as they are in Appalachia and off to the south and everything. Yep. And they would have a big pawpaw festival. I think it's like...
That exists?
Oh, yeah.
Pawpaw festival.
It's definitely Ohio's only pawpaw festival. It might be the only pawpaw festival. It is massive.
I think it is.
It's just outside of Athens, yeah.
Too. I'm not even going to have to Google that.
Yeah, there's a pawpaw mascot. There's, you know.
Wow, there's a mascot?
Yeah, we should do a pawpaw.
I mean,
do it. We'll just have to get pawpaws.
Make sure that there's no, like, trademark to that.
Well, Fresh Prince knows. We got some for Birdfish. Fresh Prince has a farm that has some on it.
Okay. I was just going to wild pick them down in Athens. I'm going to be down there next week.
Oh, well.
There
okay.
you go. There we go.
We've done it, everyone. We figured it out.
That would be perfect. There you go. Now you have two more collaborations coming down the pipeline. The Pow Pow.
Pow Pow.
And then,
so cute.
Pow, and pow. Then and DePaulo, and DePaulo 11.
I'm going to die.
So we need to collaborate.
Yeah, we do. We should do something. Mm-hmm. That'd be fun.
That would be fun.
Homes and Ciders.
Homes and Ciders.
There you go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
.com.
We always have to buy the URL for everything that we say, because otherwise somebody else will snatch it up.
DePaulo 13 and DePaulo11.com.
There you go.
Already taken.
So how did you two meet?
Well, a really, really backwoods sort of site on the internet. We're in a chat room together.
Oh, is this the dark web keeps talking about? No.
It was late at night. I needed the money. And I was like, here we go, man.
The incognito that I've recently discovered on Google.
Yes.
You just discovered that? I did. And I believe it was the tech person that told me to go onto incognito. I was like, what are you talking about? They were like, Google has an incognito.
Yeah.
I was like, I feel like this is like shady.
Anytime I need to Google something stupid at work, I use incognito because I don't want anybody like looking at my history or anything like that. Like anything I probably should know, but I don't for some reason. I just hop on that.
I mean, there's so many different routes that my mind goes to with this whole incognito. Not the whole, well, you could shop online for Christmas gifts and you don't get the ads then from it. My mind goes to porn and murder. There you go, incognito.
Yeah,
just go on this and you're fine.
Yeah, you can look up anything, like how to make chloroform. By the way, does this smell like chloroform to you? Like, yeah, you can find anything on that.
We met because we did a live down at Sundog, right?
Well, no, we met before that, just through being at Birdfish.
Mm-hmm.
My business partners, the channels, Justina Channel, Marianne Channel, and John Channel, their son, Jared Channel, is one of the owners of Birdfish.
Yes.
Along with all of his cousins.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I'm very close with both of those families, the Dunns and the Channels. And so I was like always there.
And of course, Andrew is very close friends with them as well.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah.
Is that how you ended up in the space next to the Up Top?
That was by chance.
Okay.
Like when Justina and I first were like, hey, let's open up a winery. We were just like, where could we open it? And All Good Things was still open at that time. Yep. And we actually looked Generation Cafe. They're the coffee shop in Columbiana on South Main.
And which they're selling.
They already sold.
Sold, yeah.
But it's still maintaining.
It's still...
Because they were selling the business.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So.
Correct. So they're supposed to just like keep it going the way that it is.
Perfect.
But there's a space underneath it that Generations only uses half of it. And it's like this really speakeasy, cool place where like there's dark corners and bad things could happen. And I was like, this is perfect. And then like we walked up like one flight of steps. I was like, this is not fucking perfect. I'm not carrying shit up these stairs. So we're like, that's not going to work. And then All Good Things closed. And by this time, like, we were like, we don't really need to open up a winery, but it'd be really cool.
It would be.
So we walked through, right. We walked through All Good Things and we were like, well, this is actually kind of perfect. And then we didn't know how to make wine. We just knew how to drink it, but her dad knew how to drink wine. So we involved him and then Marianne came on and like that space just became available. It was like very serendipitous of the moment because like we were ready to do it if we wanted to do it. We were able to do it if we wanted to do it. And it actually helped Birdfish and us because Birdfish only sells beer.
Mm-hmm.
So there were some times where like you like watch couples get out of their cars and they'd be like, peace. And they'd both split.
Exactly.
And one would go to Birdfish and one would go to Sundog. So it was actually really cool. And like, I was heartbroken when we moved there. Like, I miss it. I love it. I love the downtown. The downtown of Columbiana is just so cute. Like, I have a lot of friends that come in from Los Angeles and they've come in during COVID because they have nothing to do over there. So they come here and they always talk about how Columbiana, Ohio looks like the Universal Studios back lot.
Yeah.
Like, it just looks like it was created for like these adorable Hallmark movies and like rom-coms and murder.
If all the filmmakers out there, Columbiana would be a phenomenal backdrop to whatever story.
Might be a good
that
tax
you
package with that. Oh, yeah. We could talk the mayor into that, huh?
Oh, I'm sure.
I think that could be done for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of cute places.
Yeah.
So that's how we ended up there. It just kind of happened. It was the right place, right time.
And then what drew you to Firestone? Because I do agree. Like, I loved... Actually, the first time I was to meet you at your place, I didn't realize that you relocated to Firestone Farms. Do you remember?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, it was the three of us.
Yes.
Right. I forgot about that.
You're like, where's Lisa? The wrong place.
I was like, well, Lisa's not showing up to her own shit. Yeah, that's right. I do remember that now. I totally forgot about that. And then you guys, like, the day that we decided to do this at Sundog, it was like the loudest night
this
at
Sundog.
This
is the third time we've been on this podcast together.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's actually quite true. Yeah. Because we had the COVID one where I'm sure you had more fun questions to ask us, except you're like, what are you guys doing during COVID? We're like, we're adapting. Working. Yeah, this one we're actually allowed to be in the same room for.
Hopefully Andrew has improved his backdrop from his Zoom calls.
Oh my God, that was so funny.
I a little bit, yeah.
You look like my grandfather, just even less decorations.
I still have my eagle up. I added a few more. Yeah, I did. I have like a few more like certificates and everything. I have the final Vindicator.
A mega
that
hat.
They published.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. We don't have enough time, Nicole. All right, we got a lot to get to. Start talking about that.
I'm sweaty. It's so warm.
You know, somebody heard that and threw their phone out the window.
Oh, by the way,
what? No!
You guys are in the hot seats.
Oh, is there actual like warm air blowing up my ass? Because I feel so warm, and I've only had like half a glass of actual cider. I feel like I have to take my coat off.
You might have to. It does get warm.
Comfortable.
You're like, I'm
awesome.
Yeah, but you're also in like shorts and a t-shirt.
Well, I'm a meteorologist. I know what the weather's gonna be like. Yeah, that's on you.
Yeah. But obviously you told us otherwise because we are fully clothed.
I said 78 today. 78 well, and partly sunny. So that's warm to me.
I actually wore these jeans to make cider this morning, and I have old yeast that exploded all over my knee. My knees. It looks like I've been eating like hot dogs and dripping like little tiny droplets.
So do you have the experimental tubes and everything with the yeast in it?
So we do.
I love that.
We don't necessarily always use them. Okay, I'm taking this off.
Yeah, totally fine.
Okay, first article of clothing came off. Everyone take a drink. Oh, that's much better. I also just got back from Myrtle Beach. I visited my mom and dad.
That's pretty cool. Did you ever go out to the, what is it, the safari zoo out there where they have the tiger lion?
That guy? The Tiger King?
Oh, no. Uh-oh. Yeah, oh, but yeah. That one.
No, I've never gone out to any of those.
There's supposedly a liger there.
Oh.
That is a lion and a tiger that have mated.
Wait, is this a fresh thing for you? You've never heard of that?
No. That one I've known for decades. But that one I have known, unlike the incognito. See, innocent knowledge versus the other knowledge.
Got it.
The dark web. So anyway, what made you decide to go out to Firestone Farms from downtown Columbiana?
So we needed a bigger space. We were running out of room because we were also, not only were we serving at the space on South Main, we were manufacturing everything there too.
Okay.
So we were running out of room, and we actually had to close off the entire back bar just to move all of our fermenters in and all of our tanks and stuff like that. So we were looking for a secondary place.
Okay.
Anyway, and we were told that the space that we're in right now, it's the old Stone Fruit, was opening up. And we went out and looked at it, and we're like, I don't know how we're going to do it. It might be possible. And then we were just like, you know what? We'll just do it. We'll see what happens. So when we opened up out there, we started to get even more busy. And that's when we had to find a place for actual production.
Okay.
So we also, so when we closed the South Main tasting room, we opened up a production facility on a farm in Petersburg.
Ooh.
Yeah. So we have a huge farm. We were supposed to have a bunch of events there this year, but we couldn't because Corona.
Yeah. This whole pandemic thing that we seem to be in.
Yeah. It's awesome. So, So we moved out to Firestone just because we needed room and we were growing fast, and that was just the best avenue for us.
Well, with Homestead out there and with the concerts and everything and the residents that are all connected to basically their town center.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
Nicole's not your best pourer, just to let you know.
I'm the most terrible bartender, too. Like if you come in, I'll talk to you and tell you jokes. Like, don't ask me to pour you something. I'll spill it over.
Thank you very much. But do you guys find yourselves like feeding off of each other a lot and having that? Because it is so walkable for everyone who lives over into that neighborhood, Firestone Farms.
Yeah.
And they did. They were really great in mapping it out and planning and making sure that it was walkable from the residents to the town center.
Yeah. And you can drive your golf carts up there too. Like a lot of people drive their golf carts up there.
That's perfect. So, I mean, that entire area reminds me of the newer developments in Northern Virginia or Maryland. So, I mean, to me, I think every developer right now should be that forward thinking and making sure that they do have the interconnected ways for people, pathways for them to walk, ride their carts, whatever it may be, and have that directly connected to a town center is just awesome.
Mm-hmm. Well, some people in that neighborhood hate it.
Oh, really?
But they
knew when they bought there.
Well, I mean, the homes were there before the plaza was.
Yes, but that's typically how it works, though, too.
And aren't they doing a lot of expansion?
Coming up soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They plan on expanding that second half of the... where the gravel lot is now by Homestead. They plan on expanding that, right?
It is.
Real quick, everyone. We have moved on to the...
Cider number three.
Yeah. Strawberry and watermelon.
Yeah. Waterberry.
They're all delicious.
Good. Good.
Yeah. I love ciders.
What it's going to be is essentially a replica of what's on the other side of the clock tower.
Okay.
Flipped.
Okay.
Like just transposed. Mm-hmm. And as far as like all of us working together, we really do. You know, we actually have two ciders on tap at Homestead that we don't regularly have at Sundog, just so they can like have it on tap all the time. We have another one called Dope. Dope the Cider. It's a collaboration we did with Hannah Ferguson, who's actually the brewer.
Yes.
At Modern Methods.
I love her.
Love her to death.
Yeah.
If she needed a kidney, I'd give her both.
Oh, like, my God.
Love her.
She got a little puppy, too.
Nova.
Yes.
Hurricane Nova.
So her puppy is about the same age as my puppy. So we're all about having a play date together.
Oh, my God. You guys are so domesticated. but we did it with her to go towards her Dope Foundation for... inclusion and diversity and stuff like that. And so we have two ciders on there. We have a cider at the Brew Lounge brewery. We have a cider there. It's a, I think it's a strawberry rhubarb.
Ooh.
It's really good. It's like really good. It tastes like pie. Like it's like sweet pie. And then like we have events that we all like love to be in, around, Columbiana Uncorked. It's a diluted version. Well, I don't want to say diluted, but it's a version of what would have been the Columbiana Wine Festival that's usually there every year.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's October 3rd. And it's not going to be on the gravel this year, which I am so thankful for because like sober, I break my ankles on walking on that gravel during the wine fest. Like when you've had like 32 samples, that shit is dangerous.
It's very dangerous.
Oh my God. You get a big one right under there. Oh, so it's actually going to be like in the courtyard on like the cement in front of all the stores.
Okay.
Which will be really cool too. Like
it would be.
It'll be more, it'll feel more like a Epcot Disney type thing, you know, like where like you're surrounded by stuff instead of being in a gravel lot and going like, it's dusty.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's a great idea. And I think for the businesses around it there, that's a great idea to be able to have that working together and interconnected for people to maybe pop in.
Right, exactly. And it's really cool that, you know, that the Tourism Bureau of Columbiana decided to, you know, they're continuing to have it there because it's drawing people to that area. And in Columbiana, there's three districts. There's the Dutch District with the Dutch House and the Dutch Village Inn and all of that. There's the historical downtown district, which is downtown, and then the Firestone Farms District. So it's like...
Real quick, I love the fact that you have, like, you gave it boundaries and you gave it a name. Because I do think that's so beneficial when it comes to the marketing of the area.
Mm-hmm.
And I've said it time and time again. I think Columbiana has become so, like, I don't know from when, but at least from when I've known, when I moved back here 4 years ago, they are extraordinarily progressive.
Very.
And they go after anything and everything and dollars to be able to bring that back to their community. Mm-hmm. And they don't allow the, and I'm not saying old school thinking is necessarily bad, but they don't let the old school thinking stop them from moving forward. They take and they listen. So then they take into account the knowledge and everything that they have, but they still push forward and it's, mm-hmm. and you see it.
Well, Columbiana was only the seventh city in the state of Ohio to get the DORA, the designated outdoor refreshment area, seventh city. And after we got it, Salem is, I guess, getting it now. Kent, like, people were actually calling the city manager, Lance Willard of Columbiana, and being like, how the hell did you guys do this? How do we do it? Can you walk us through the steps?
That's right.
And all of that. Like, a lot of people were up
That'll
in arms
about
it.
That'll be interesting going forward, you know, with especially downtown Youngstown, when that Phelps Street walkway gets all finalized and everything like that. And you can see the potential development of bars and restaurants on that street, if that'll be a thing, you know, because...
I hope so.
Because from what I heard, and I don't know, Lisa, you can add to this, but I've heard that they're trying to make that walkway continue over Federal Street, down over Boardman Street, and then up to the amphitheater.
Yes.
So that's going to be all just pedestrian walkway.
That is their goal, is to eventually be able to have that entire strip all pedestrian.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be, I'm sure that the businesses, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of thought behind it and taking into account everybody's concerns or whatever, because... I mean, in all honesty, if you look at that strip, it's only, I think, lends to more opportunity for more businesses to be parked over there. And whether businesses, believe it or not, people walking by, they are more apt to come in than if they drive by.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, definitely.
And that,
sure.
And anybody could take me to task on that, and I'm sure I will win. There's a lot of things that I'm wrong on, and that one I'm not. Of course, I'm not the one who created it. That's probably why.
Well, they just made a pedestrian walkway in Columbiana, right next door to the old Sundog. They closed down that alley right next to us where
That's
we used to
right.
be. And they're going to make it like a mini, like, East 4th decorated type alleyway. It's
is
really
there
cool.
anything that potentially is going in to your old location or Birdfish's old location?
So,
well, Birdfish is rented out.
No, right? Sundog is. It's Columbiana Nutrition.
Okay.
Okay.
They
that's
do
right.
like the
you
meal
know, that's
replacement
right. I knew that.
Shakes.
Yeah.
I do. I can't. And I love where Birdfish is located too. They're down low and their central location
right
now.
Yeah.
I would love to see that circle amp up with some great retail restaurant tenants. I think I pitched to Amy at Grey Boutique, how cool would it be to have a little boutique over that way as well. I mean, I feel like Antiques is covered.
Antiques is covered. Primitives, Antiques.
Yep.
Pizza. Coffee, check. Pizza, check.
Mm-hmm.
Cheeseburgers, we're good.
Yep.
Dog Bakery,
oh,
check.
Do you get cheeseburgers
yes.
Shell Bellas. They have good cheeseburgers.
Yeah, I need to go there.
They have burger nights.
Okay.
Yeah, like there's, but there's so much opportunity.
Solid
yeah,
pizza, solid pizza.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. I just recently purchased a house in Columbiana and.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you wanted it.
Yeah, I did. Tell me about that house,
that's
Nicole.
Right. It's wonderful.
The pool's great.
The pool is great.
Yeah.
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 And I cannot complain. I mean, I have no complaints. Like, I just absolutely love the area. And I'm happy to own a business there, too.
So, and not to disclose where Nicole lives, but Nicole is definitely at a walking distance to all these fabulous places that we do currently have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Downtown. And in all honesty, I mean, if you're really, really pushing it, it is not that far to walk from. And I did map it out because there's the loggers and joggers.
Oh, yeah. That's
at,
right.
At
oh,
bird,
yeah.
At Birdfish.
Yeah,
Birdfish, yeah. And our fearless leader just had a baby, so it's a little bit of a hiatus. Plus, of course, the pandemic.
Who's having babies?
I know.
Gross.
But I did map it out. And honestly, if you started at the down low and went to Sundog Cellars and back, It's like 5 miles. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, it's minimal for sure.
So there you go.
Yep. We should do a 5 mile marathon there and back.
I'm down.
Mm-hmm. I'm okay.
It'll be interesting to run back, especially because yours has definitely higher alcohol content.
That's right. Yeah. We'll have to have like the Clipper Day Tripper, like following everybody and like just like
pace car,
waving people around everyone. Like, come on.
I'd rather do that than the Krispy Kreme.
Is this something you read on the dark web?
No.
Okay.
An incognito ad.
No, this is an, there is a 10K Krispy Kreme run. I want to say it's in South Carolina, might be North, whatever.
Probably where Krispy Kreme is.
So you run across, and which I don't know. I'm not a big donut person. I'm just not. But you run across the bridge and you consume a half a dozen Krispy Kreme donuts. And then you.
Is it 10K?
And then, yeah. And then you run back.
Andrew's face is one of sheer terror and he may be aroused.
I mean, that would be
just
like
a little bit.
I love being a spectator at a lot of these races, but that is not one. You have to, you have to eat all donuts before you run back.
No, can't do that.
There's that one. And then I heard there was also the eggnog challenge.
Oh, they just
The numbers
heavy.
Beer mile was, I mean, I ran like, I did like, so you start out, you drink a beer, did that. Ran the first quarter mile, drank a beer, did that. Then after that, I'm like, I'm going to walk. Because I just did the Freedom 4 mile or whatever it was called, the 4th of July 4 mile.
That's
in
right.
So I did the 4 miles. Then I went down there and I was like, I'm done.
Yeah, I thought you were nuts.
I'm done. Yeah, it's too much.
No.
Now, there is, I don't know if it's here, but I know in Northern Virginia, there was a group called Drinkers with a Running Problem.
Oh, yeah. Mm. That's awesome.
So they would have like different pit stops along the way with like a 6-pack for them to like chill out and drink some beer. And then
I'm one at a time when it comes to that. You need to run and then drink. I can't be mixing it. Yeah, I mean, I don't want like a beer halfway through my run.
Oh my God.
You know?
When everyone was training for the numbers, firecracker, whatever it was.
Yeah.
They were running from Birdfish and like stopping at like 4 different houses during their run to train for it. Yeah. And I say that with air quotes, train.
Oh, yeah.
And I was one of the stops and like I would randomly get like a text message like, I'm dropping off a cooler in your driveway. Hope it's okay. Cool. See you. Bye. And it would be like a cooler full of beers and like these sweaty MFers would like roll up into my driveway and I'd be like, who all is here? And they would pound a beer and then run another mile.
I saw so many people puking. I mean, I saw so many people like I was on like a very light jog. I would like jog and then walk, and I was like, because it was more like a cool down thing for me, you know, like, and I was like really not taking it seriously.
I didn't see that pop up on your live feed.
And then I just saw these, I remember it was like the last quarter mile, I saw these two girls running and they were like taking off, and then they just veer like a hard veer right and just puke everywhere.
Coming to you live from Pukeville.
And I know, it was right? Like a vroom, and just into the ground. Oh yeah,
I do question everybody who signs up for races like that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, why? You know inevitably what's about to happen.
And yet
you still, where it's like, I'll pay you $25 just to puke.
You're like the Jeff Cantori of...
Jim Cantori?
Jim Cantori of girls vomiting during marathons. Look at you. Take that, OU.
You might have a brother named Jeff. How do we know?
Jim.
Jeff Cantori.
I was close. I was knocking on
it. I'll be his alter ego.
Oh my God.
I'm going to get you a shirt.
I just want to let you, everyone, know that I keep glancing down at my questions and I'm like, I feel like I've been hitting them. Not quite sure. So I'm trying to.
You hit a lot of them.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you, Andrew.
I studied the sheet.
For reading.
Last night, I was up all night studying the questions.
I looked at them like when she was like, did you get my email last night? I was like,
oh shit, I didn't look.
Did I get that email? Let me take a gander. So I looked at them.
I knew the moment you asked me my address.
You're like, God damn it, Nicole.
I was like, she didn't look at the email.
She clearly didn't get the memo.
Did you get the memo? So okay. So we've hit why you moved.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We've done it.
We have. So we were just actually recently talking about before outside of the podcast studio, we were talking about how the governor's rules and everything, how they've mm-hmm. impacted businesses and how the cooler weather is about to come on down the pipeline.
Yes, right, correct. Can't right. confirm.
Tell us, Jeff Cantori.
Yeah. Let us know. Listen, farmer, with your almanac.
It's going to get cold soon. It's going to get, low 60s coming up next week, and then we got mid-50s by next weekend.
Yeah, that's...
So, yeah.
That just...
I'm excited for... I like it when it's, like, mid-50s. I like the first couple snows, and then I'm like, I'm over it. I just want it to not snow and be, like 55. 50 is the coolest, like, high temperature for me. Like, it could get, like, 30s in the morning, like, even upper 20s.
I'm okay with 45.
Yeah.
I am okay with 45.
Okay. All right.
Just the cold, like, the cold just kills me. Like, the real...
No snow or ice.
I like the decorative snow.
Oh, you know, shit. Like, you know, I need new tires now that we're talking about this out loud.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so when do you think it's going to start to get, like, real cold? Like, people can't sit outside.
Everybody
cold.
Take note of this. And then I'll yell at him when it doesn't happen.
As of right now, the first 2 weeks of October, it'll probably be, you know, anywhere from the upper 50s to upper 60s. But so it's going to just be, you know, pretty average for what it should be, but it's going to be cooler at night. So
yeah,
I would probably say, I mean, hopefully, you know, early October, you know, first, second week of October, probably, or November, sorry.
I was about November, to say,
you know,
for get the, out of here. You know. Go.
Get the fuck out. See, and that's what's brutal for us. Like, yeah. Anywhere that has the majority of their seating that's outdoors right now,
yeah.
Like, I don't care if you have the heaters, like, it, sure. It warms, like, one, like, section of you, and the rest of you is like, it's gonna fucking fall off.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you're so sure. cold. And that's what worries me about not just my business,
mm-hmm.
but, like, the businesses of my friends and yeah. the businesses everywhere.
Everyone. Yeah.
Like, as soon as that cold weather comes and we have to shut down our sure. patios, like, I don't know what's going to happen if we still have to have social distancing inside.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, it's going to be brutal.
Sure. I mean, I don't know what...
People what can't consume enough alcohol to make up for the sales. They
Correct.
Can't.
I mean, unless we're doing curbside pickup, but, like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm not driving somewhere during the winter to, like, go get alcohol. Like,
I mean, what is it going to come to? I mean, every person that walks in the area that you take a temperature check. I mean, you have to find that balance somewhere. But at the same time, you can't just leave you guys out to dry. You know, you can't just leave. And it's like the 10 o'clock thing, like the last call at 10 o'clock. Like, I never understood that. Like, I get it. People are crowding bars at 2 o'clock, and I understood that at first.
Crowding bars now.
I know now people are just crowding bars earlier.
Like, I just...
So now the young people have become us old people and have started showing up now.
I've always been a day drinker.
Yeah.
I've always been a day drinker.
I prefer to day drink. Yeah. I really do. I feel like I can get way more down and still be coherent enough to be like, let's talk. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, well, there you go. Yeah, that's right.
You know, like, me and my friends do this whole thing. We've been, you know, hanging out at each other's houses. We really didn't go to bars a whole lot. And if we did, we didn't really stay out past, like, midnight.
Right.
But it's a convenient... Like, we're often... Like, Amanda and I will, like, look at each other. It'll be, like, 9, 10 o'clock or something like that. And we might have been bouncing around to a few places and, like, want to get a beer, and oh my god, it's 9 o'clock.
Yeah,
we only have time for one beer,
so I'm not gonna go.
Yes,
so
I'm not gonna go. Yeah. Like,
so
that's exactly it.
Our friends and I, we did this one night that Nicole ditched us.
Oh, I did not mean to.
So
I had a child thing,
but whatever. But anyway, that night, like, we were at the restaurant, and they did, and it's every restaurant that I've been in has been very respectful of the rules. And come 10 o'clock, it was like, that's it. And then come 11 o'clock, it was, hey, let's take, like, they have to come and take your drinks,
yeah,
no,
like,
matter what.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. So
exactly. And afterwards, actually, it was probably before then that happened. But I think we were outside the restaurant and it was about 10:30, and we're like, hey, where do you want to go? And we're like, well, unless you're going to come to my house and do some driveway drinking, that's pretty much it. And on the way home, driving past down 224, past all these businesses, and it be 10:30, and mm-hmm. seeing it so dark mm-hmm. and empty was like, holy cow, in yeah. your face of how much this is sure. impacting our businesses mm-hmm. and our area.
It's scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's scary. It really is. And I mean, when I'm in like a setting like Firestone Farms.
Yeah.
And I'm outside and I'm like having a drink. Like I will spend money while I'm drinking.
Yeah.
Like, sure. And like when it just, the whole 10 o'clock thing gets to me.
Buy more food, do whatever. Yeah,
well, like exactly. That's exactly what you do. I mean, it's just kind of like, and for a lot of, I mean, if you look at like a bigger city like Cleveland, Columbus, Cincinnati, obviously they've got a way more people to go to these places and just pack these places earlier on. That's not necessarily the case here, just based off of, you know, age demographics and just, exactly. you know, a bunch of other things. But I mean, like, I wish it was county by county.
Yeah.
You know, me I too. Mean, if you look at Mahoning County and Trumbull County, especially Mahoning County, I mean, the numbers are decently low.
Yep.
You know, and it's like, especially other than, you know, long-term care facilities, like yes. nursing homes, that sort of like hospice facilities, numbers are really, really low. So if you right. are, if you are going, okay, Cleveland, Columbus, Cincinnati, you're just packing your bars until 2 o'clock in the morning and look at all these cases, it was skyrocketing in 18 to 25 year olds because people are just packing the bars.
Yep.
You have to close down at 10 o'clock.
Right.
They're still going to make money off of that, even if they have to close at 10 o'clock. They'll
For sure.
lose money, but not as much as someone in Youngstown.
Right.
Period.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
That is it. And I've just my whole system and how I and where my beliefs are more localized than having any larger governing body come into play and try mm-hmm. to establish what needs to be done in an area that they sure. probably have only stepped foot in just yeah. to give a speech to get votes and move on.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, that's, no, that's just fair.
Yeah.
That's just
yeah, that's very fair.
No, that's right.
My own personal political view.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
So are we going to talk about religion and sex now? I mean, come on.
No and yes. Check, check.
Speaking of sex, Nicole and I met one night.
For it's everyone listening.
It's on Incognito.
That, we can edit that out. Yeah,
that didn't matter. Oh, that's not getting edited out. All right, so...
Sorry, Amanda, that's not true.
Yeah. So, as...
For the record.
As Andrew knows, we have hit our rapid fire portion.
Oh, cool.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, you did make notes, didn't you?
I didn't know that there was... I forgot about this part.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, because I actually forgot.
Okay, so rapid fire.
Okay, cool.
All right, I'm going to ask you, and then both of you are going to answer.
Okay.
Ready?
Wait, yeah. Is this like the newlywed game?
Oh, it is. It is. No, there's no cards up involved. So,
erection right. number three.
All right, ready? All right. Favorite brewery beer, Nicole?
Ooh, Peach the Word. Mm-hmm. Birdfish.
All right, Andrew.
Snow Days doesn't count because it's biased.
Yeah, totally biased.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, I have so many.
I have just so many. Speedy Penguino's up there. Overcast from Noble Creatures up there. The Modern Methods, the one they did after Genesee's up there. I like they're on the lamb. Okay. Welsh Pale Ale. I think those are my top three.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, Nicole. Favorite place to grab dinner?
Ooh, it has to be in Ohio, doesn't it?
It does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, I'm grabbing dinner tonight at Homestead with a couple
nice.
Friends. Yeah.
Nice.
I like it there. They have really good ranch dressing.
They
do. Anyone's into that?
Who doesn't like ranch?
You deserve are COVID if you don't like
You're
ranch.
You're un-American if you don't enjoy ranch dressing.
Make ranch dressing great
again. If I see anyone eat a carrot without dipping it into ranch, I question that.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely. I don't need the kind of negativity in my life.
I don't. All right. All right.
I'm going to say, like, I like Homestead a lot. I'm going to say Space Cat.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I know Hush comes over the crowd.
I know. Now I'm going to be craving it.
And I'm getting Cockeye Barbecue for the first time tomorrow.
Ooh.
We've never had it yet. We're going to get with James Marzo, actually.
So,
shout out to James Marzo. I know he watches. He listens.
So are you getting it not to make a special order right now, but if you're getting it carry out, they have okra.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I've never had okra.
Really? Oh, my
God. I know they have Hush Puppies, and Hush Puppies are my favorite thing in the world.
So is it, like, super Southern? Because, like
yes.
I literally just smashed on some fried okra on Monday night in South Carolina,
which okra is one of the most difficult things to cook
for sure.
Yeah. And for so, so if just if I can please make a special request,
okay, fried okra, okay.
Can I get in on that too?
Yeah,
done.
I'll Venmo you right now, bro.
Right now, I'll PayPal you. I don't have Venmo.
Oh boy. Okay.
So you
pay me
you,
in gold?
Yeah, like you just learned about incognito. Now you need to learn about Venmo, girl.
Yeah. No, I do know Venmo. I just my bank wasn't connecting to it at one point, so I was like, ah, screw it, I'll just stick with PayPal. It's not that big of a deal, but now it's becoming a little bit more of a problem.
Gotcha.
Sarah's where I get my eggs, you know. Sarah, my
your
best
egg girl,
friend,
your egg dealer,
my best friend. She's a Venmo girl.
Oh yeah.
So I'll be like,
lots of Venmo people.
I'll like sit there and text my husband and say, hey, Venmo Sarah $9. I'm picking up some eggs.
Well, it's awful, like if you are just like a, you know, a casual betting person, like $10, that girl's gonna puke. And then it's like, let's go Venmo.
That's such a tough question, like what your favorite beer, what your favorite restaurant is.
Do it,
like, there's so many good places, like I just can't, I just, that's just at the top of my mind. Village Pump's up there. I haven't had Village Pump forever. Oh my gosh, yeah.
So they open back up for carry out.
And they have some sort of tent thing. So
they
I wonder what they're doing with that.
They do. I don't want to get too excited. Yeah. I just want to wait till it's announced. And I've been following their page to see if anything's going to pop up or not. But
and they've also had a close person that recently passed away. Sure. So.
Yeah, somebody... Yes. Yeah. And like heart goes out to them. And
absolutely.
I mean, it's been, I mean, we think about like the year it's been and it has been hard, but I mean, there's been good in this year as well that I wouldn't give up at all.
I started having sex again. So that's cool.
See, there you go.
Yeah. 2020.
See, we hit it. We did. So we talked about sex. Well, so, yeah, but, okay.
Check,
but no lie, VP, like, my heart goes out to them because I do think that this year has been tough. So definitely get out there and support them because they have started doing the carry out. So make sure you follow follow their page.
Yeah.
For real. The best ramen, man.
Oh, so good.
Oh, the ramen. Oh,
I'm all about the balls.
Oh, yeah.
All about the balls.
Can't forget the balls.
Sweaty balls.
That's right.
I'm sure they are right now. If I had balls, mine would be sweaty right now.
That's how I like to make my podcast studio.
We're going to make you very warm, very wet.
Okay. So, ready? Next one. Nicole, favorite area in Columbiana?
Ooh, Firestone Cemetery.
Ooh. Elaborate, please.
Firestone Cemetery is one of those cemeteries that you expect to see more on the far East Coast, like in a Maryland type of, like a New England city.
Yes.
It's just really pretty and it's like pristinely taken care of. And there's like this Firestone shrine to Harvey Firestone and his family. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's beautiful. It's well kept. It's interesting. There's a lot of very, very, very old gravestones in there. But it's really neat.
That's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. You cannot walk dogs in there though.
Oh, I hate good that.
I don't love that.
Good
enough. I love that.
I do feel like the whole like Snoopy, no dogs allowed.
Yes.
Like it sucks. Now that I'm my puppy that's willing to go places with me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Favorite place in Columbiana?
In Columbiana? I haven't ventured out of Columbiana too much. Besides that.
Birdfish and Sundog.
Homestead.
in the brew house. I know you go there too.
Lamppost Farm.
Lamppost Farm.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
That is grass super fed. Cool.
And
that
G Burbick. Shout out to G Burbick Farms too.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, I haven't been there.
I was just there for a live. He's awesome. The guy's great.
He has these killer tomahawk steaks sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, they're sick.
Yeah.
They're sick.
That's good to know.
It raises them right there. Like we have, so in Columbiana, we have Lamppost, G Burbick Farms, and then we have Rankin's, which is a butcher shop. Like
Rankin's is great.
Right next to Hogan's Bakery, which
Hogan's is
awesome. My second favorite place in Columbiana.
Hogan's is awesome.
Hogan's Bakery is just sick good.
I feel like these are Columbiana secrets that are just being like.
Yeah. Make a note, people.
Yeah.
Check them out. Like, seriously, Hogan's, Oh my God. I don't care if you're like on a diet, you will walk in there and be like, I'm done with my diet because I need to taste all this in my mouth.
Everybody needs cheat days. Come on now.
You want to hear my dark horse favorite food place?
Yes.
In the whole five county viewing area?
Yeah.
So Mercer County, Sharpsville, Great Depth Seafood.
Okay, so
best fish market in between Cleveland and Pittsburgh. This guy can get a grouper in within 24 hours.
So no lie.
No, it is not a dirty lie. It is a truth.
So I just wanted to let you know that I did listen to you when you recommended it to me.
Yeah.
And I go there on a weekly basis.
They're phenomenal people. And it's a phenomenal, oh my God.
You go there and it's an experience. It's not like you're just going in and purchasing your fish for that night or the next couple of days. I mean, it is an experience. And you know that family is born, raised fishermen.
Uh-huh.
Like he'll tell you various ways off the top of his head of where, how he grew up and like how he had his calamari growing up and how it was simple, easy, so
we get
flavorful.
All of our fish, most of like 90% of our fish for Christmas Eve, we get from them.
You're so Italian. It's cute. But it's like, I remember going there and he has this fresh jumbo sea scallop.
Yeah.
And
he's the one that told me.
I actually ate it raw. He was like, he goes, do you like sushi? And I said, 100%. I love sushi. And he goes, you need to try this.
Yeah.
And it was, not to be sexual or gross, but it was the best thing I ever put in my mouth. It was like butter. It was
that incognito mode. Does your husband know about this?
He does know about it because I came home and told him all about it.
came home.
Then I remember I drove my friend there to try it as well. And she's like, what are you doing, Lisa? You won't tell me where we're going.
It's a secret.
So good. They're so good. Very nice people too.
Okay. So ready, Nicole? Last one.
Ready.
Rapid fire. Favorite weatherman.
Jeff Cantore.
Clearly it's Jeff Cantore.
Jeff Cantore.
Well, I mean, it's just biased. It's hard for me to answer anyone, but I will text Andrew when there is like a storm. I'm like terrified of tornadoes. I've been involved in three.
Me too.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Oh, I've not.
Oh, no. It was not a chill situation. My brother Beau and I, anyway, that's for after the podcast.
Okay.
So like when it's like weather's coming and like shit's going off on my phone, I'll text him and be like, how long until I have to get in my basement? Do I have to get in my basement? What's going on? Like, do you think I have to? Like, I probably do that at least twice a summer.
Mm-hmm. So yours is much nicer. Mine is, you said it wasn't going to rain. And it's raining.
Did you order this weatherman?
I just get screamed at in public. Weather boy, get over here. Screamed at by
weather
people.
Boy.
There's a reason why they created the movie Weatherman is because it really did happen. Whether people realize it or not, people do
scream
about.
With Nick Cage?
I've never seen it. I've never seen the Weatherman with Nick Cage.
You'll want to kill yourself.
Yeah, you don't want to watch it. You'll be super depressed.
It's okay.
Oh, boy.
It's all right.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. Cheers.
Hey. Cheers.
Cheers.
As always.
DePaulo quit drinking. Everyone take a drink.
I know.
We got to go give the dog a bath.
Is that slang for something?
I got a text from Amanda. Let me get the dog a bath.
There we go, guys.
Quite literally, that's what it said.
Now we all know.
2020, give the dog a bath.
All right. Definitely.
Thanks,
see
Lisa.
You guys later.
Bye.
Thank you.
Make sure you all go out to Sundog Cellars in Columbiana and make
tip
sure
your bartenders.
That's right. And definitely
sometimes there will be a celebrity bartender there, like Jeff Cantore.
That's right. Make sure you go there on Fridays to it's Fridays, right? Fridays at Jeff Cantore.
Whenever Justina schedules me.
There.
I'm at the Will and of Justina channel, so
So make sure that you tune in to WFMJ.
Yeah.
Channel 21.
Mm-hmm.
You sounded like Howard Stern when he was like getting like scolded for not reading the call letters correctly. WWW.
Now I'm being compared to Howard Stern.
There's worse things.
That is
He's
true.
He's giving the dog a bath, for God's sakes.
I feel like that's a good thing, isn't it? All right. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.